Okay, so I wanted to begin tonight by acknowledging the presence of Rebbetzin Feldman. This, of course, is the fourth yahrzeit of Rabbi David Feldman, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, and we look forward to marking the yahrzeit, not on the exact day, on December the 4th, God willing, with as many representatives of the family as possible. I didn't know Rebbetzin Feldman was going to be here, but I did have the opportunity to speak to both of her sons today to acknowledge the yahrzeit. And of course mentioned that we would be speaking about Rabbi Feldman tonight, so it's extra special to do it with Aviva here. Last night we learned about a Mishnah that made a very important distinction between monetary cases, what we call Dine Mamonos, and capital cases, Dine Nefashos, and the way that we prepare the witnesses and even threaten the witnesses. That's the language that the Mishnah uses of Me'aymin Esa'edim, before they testify in a capital case. And we explain to them that the reason that these types of cases categorically are very different is that when we're dealing with capital cases, there's simply no way to repair false testimony. And the Mishnah uses an expression of Kol HaMekayim Nefesh Achas MiYisrael Kilu Kiyem Olam Mele, that a person who's able to sustain one life of Israel has sustained an entire world. And unfortunately, somebody's irresponsible in the way that they speak, the way that they bear witness, the way that they testify, could do the opposite, could destroy a life, which is tantamount to destroying an entire world. Kol ha'me'abed nefesh achas mi'Yisrael ki'ilu ibed olam mele. So I thought that that Mishnah that we learned last night and takes us in to the Mishnah that we'll learn tonight in memory of Rabbi Feldman, was such an appropriate Mishnah because Rabbi Feldman was somebody who championed in speech and word and, of course, indeed, the sanctity of human life, as everybody in this room knows. This was like a major area of his rabbinic scholarship and his broader message to the community, both the immediate community in this room, the broader Jewish community, but I think also just the human community, frankly, about the sanctity of human life. This is just a fundamental idea as far as we're concerned. But there's a second level of connection, I think, to Rabbi Feldman in the Mishnah, because the Mishnah is saying is that worlds can be created and destroyed through speech. Of course, that goes back to creation itself. We know that God created the world through speech. Vayomer Elokim. The Mishnah says Be'asara Ma'amaros Nivra Ha'olam, that the world was created through 10 acts of speech. But humans can create and destroy worlds through speech as well. And this is something I remember Rav Jonathan, I was speaking to an hour ago. I remember when he eulogized his father. He said a line which has stuck with me these 4 years. And he said, sometimes it was a little agonizing, but, Friday night, how his father would go over every single word that he would say in the drasha to make sure that it was the exact appropriate word. And we know, of course, his, philological skills and his background in so many different languages, and the care and precision which was taken with words. So the Mishnah really captures both of these elements, of course, the importance of care with speech and the importance of speech as protecting human life. So on this, the fourth yahrzeit, we of course wish the entire Feldman family, both those here in America and those who are celebrating a recent birth, of course, to Rebecca in the land of Israel. Everybody should feel well, by the way. We look forward to marking the fourth yahrzeit as a community again on the night of December the 4th.